in Parshas Vayigash, Tzafnas Paneach reveals himself to his brothers. Turns out he's actually Yosef HaTzadik. And he sends his brothers to go back to Canaan to bring down his father, Yaakov, and the entire family. And they're going to live in Mitzrayim. In the instructions to his brothers, in Perek Memhei, Pasuk Chaf, he says, do not let your eyes take any pity on your kelim, on your property. Meaning, when you get to Canaan, so don't spend a few weeks, you know, packing up the boxes, calling in the movers. You can leave all your property there, all the beds, all the pots and pans, leave everything there. I have everything covered in Mitzrayim. So you can just bring the family down, no questions asked. Now, the Daf Sekanim here has an interesting comment. It says that he knew, that Yosef said this because he knew that his father was a kapdan, that he was someone who was very makbid. He was very particular about his property. Meaning, had Yosef not given this specific instruction, Yaakov would have indeed taken a lot of time, delayed the arrival, in order to make sure all his property went with him. And the Das Kingdom says that he knew this based on the fact that, as Chazal say, in Parshas Vayishlach, he went back for the Pachin Ketanim. Like the Pasuk tells us, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov went back, he was by himself because he went back over the other side of the river it doesn't say why, the Pasuk doesn't say why. And over here, Chazal say over there that he left Pachim Ketanim, some small jars, small jugs of whatever it was, and he went back to get that property. Rashi in the spots quotes, it's the Gemara and Chulin. So the Baalei Tosfos say here that we see from over there that he was a kapdan, he was somebody who was very makbid about his property, and therefore Yosef told him not to take pity on his property and just come right away. Now, it could be that the Torah just mentions this point because, you know, it doesn't necessarily quote everything Yosef said, but it wants to show his generosity and its consideration, his awareness about his father's tendencies, which definitely could be praised as a tzaddik, realizing everything he has is God-given and God-sent, and therefore, you know, he feels it's his responsibility to care for his property. But perhaps there's something deeper being alluded to here in Yosef's statement. And with this, it could take us back to another comment of the Das Kanim from Parshas Vayishlach in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. It speaks about the prohibition of Gid HaNasha, the sinew, the sciatic nerve of an animal. And it says in that pasuk, after the fight with the Malach, right? Yaakov was stricken in his sciatic nerve, his Gid HaNasha, and therefore we're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNasha of the animal. So it says, Al Kain Lo Yechu Bnei Yisrael, it's the Gid HaNasha, that this is why the Bnei Yisrael don't eat the Gid HaNasha. But it doesn't really explain it, just because Yaakov was stricken in his sciatic nerve, we don't eat the sciatic nerve of the animals. So the Das Kanim there gives two pshatim. You can check out the first one on your own. The second pshat is that it's almost a punishment to the Bnei Yisrael. It says the Bnei Yisrael, because the children of Yaakov are kind of responsible for what happened. That an Adam Chashev, an important person, or maybe anybody, shouldn't be alone at night, especially in that time, in that situation. They left him alone at night, and we see what happened when they left him alone. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, he was left alone. Vayikishimo, a man fought with him, and Yaakov was injured from that. So because they didn't give proper, they didn't properly escort, they didn't accompany him at night, and he was by himself, and he was injured. Therefore, as a punishment or a remembrance for all time, they should not eat from the Gid HaNasha, and that reminds them of what they should do. And the Das Kanim also mentions there that we see Yaakov was makbid on this Indian of Levaya of escorting, as we see he escorted Yosef, on Emek Chevron on his way to Shechem in Parshas Vayeshev when he sent him to meet his brothers. So perhaps part of the message here was that Yosef was saying to them, you know Abba's tendencies to be makbid on Kalim, but you also know about your responsibility to escort him properly, right? And you just, you know, gave a whole speech about how you care about your father, but make sure that when you go and you bring him, that you escort him the whole time, that you treat him sensitively, that you care about him fully, you give him the proper levaya that he deserves, that the levaya that he did for me, that he escorted me before I greeted you, and perhaps this part of that is what protected me when you guys abducted me. So now I'm telling you, tell him not to leave any kalim. Don't worry about his kalim, but that should also remind you about the incident of Yosef Yaakov Levado, that you should escort him. You should make sure that his needs are provided and he's fully cared for and attended to the entire time. Of course, this Indian of Levaya, of escorting, is seems to be a some sub theme in the story. You can see the Midrash about the Egla Arufa. Dasa Kanim also quoted in the next comments why he sent Agalos. Rashi quotes in Mechumash as well. He sent Agalos because it's the wagons, and it was an allusion to the last parsha they were learning, which was Egla Arufa. And Egla Arufa is a complicated mitzvah, but one of the main lessons of that mitzvah is the importance of escorting somebody and caring for them. So we're actually going to see that this is a major sub-theme throughout the story of Yosef, the brothers, and Yaakov, and perhaps the comment of the Das Kanim in this week's Parsha as well in Parshas Vayishlach is also part of that same theme. Levaya is escorting somebody. It's, first of all, practically tending to their needs, helping them out, making sure they have what they need, but also showing that you care and that you're invested in someone's well-being. And both of those are important aspects of the mitzvah, and even if you're not physically escorting somebody, they're important midos to work on in general in our interactions with other people.